Thank you, Alison. And Let's Talk will follow Chatterbox on the same stick. Christmas is over for yet another year, but we begin with a selection of stories with a festive flavour, including a festive car and a mountain of sprouts. But to start with, a pantomime cow makes an entrance at a special service.
Daisy the Cow, the pantomime babes and the whole cast of Norwich Theatre Royal's Jack and the Beanstalk took part in a special festive service at St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich. The annual pantomime carol service took place on Friday and saw hundreds of people join the cast in celebrating the spirit of Christmas. The service was also the final event for the theatre's outgoing chief executive, Peter Wilson, who was leaving the venue after 25 years at the helm. Once in Royal David City, while shepherds watch their flocks by night, O come all ye faithful, and hark the herald angels sing, were among the carols sung. There were performances from members of the cast, including the pantomime babes, singing the Chimney Song, the ensemble singing the Cowboy Carol, and Wayne Sleep, who plays Phineas P. Stinkworthy in the pantomime, performing a song and dance. Harriet Bunton, who plays Dolly the Fairy, also sang, and Mira O'Mala and David Burrellin, who played Jolene Hiccup and Jack Trotalot, performed a duet. There were readings by Richard Gauntlet, who plays Dame Nigella Trotalot, Ben Langley, who's Billy Trotalot, and David Gant, Sheriff Phil Hiccup, as well as outgoing Chief Executive Peter Wilson, the pantomime's executive producer, Jane Walsh, and the theatre's marketing manager, Mark Hazel. The Reverend Robert Avery, vicar and chaplain to the Theatre Royal, led the bidding prayer, and the address and the blessing were given by the Right Reverend Graham Jones, the Bishop of Norwich.
The projections on Norwich Castle may have been one of the most prolific Christmas decorations in the city, but there was a red festive car which also proved to be very popular. Hundreds of people have posted pictures of the car, complete with its Santa hat, on social media, and we can reveal that the person behind it is 73-year-old Rod Emerson. The pensioner from Thorpe St Andrew bought the Heinkel Trojan 4 years ago and has been decorating it with seasonal accessories ever since. He said, "We do it every year, and at Easter it wears a bonnet. It's just a bit silly, as I think the car lends itself to it, and it puts smiles on people's faces, which is the main thing." He said he's not on Facebook, but knows how popular the car is. "I have people coming up to me to chat about it, which is great."
66 kilograms of Brussels sprouts and enough coats to fill the cloisters of St Andrew's Hall. That is just a fraction of what the Open Christmas volunteers, up to around 500 members of the homeless community, and those who would otherwise be alone on Christmas Day. It is a Norwich tradition going back a quarter of a century, and every year sees hundreds of volunteers give up their own time to serve up a hearty meal. Organisers Colin and Linda Harper have been volunteering at the event in St Andrew's Hall for 19 years, since first getting involved after the death of their son. "We are there because we are needed," said Mrs Harper, 63. "We volunteered as a result of a personal family tragedy. One of our sons took his own life, and we realised it would be difficult for our other children to be at home for Christmas. Grief is a natural process, but people have a hard time all year round, and we wanted to help other people at Christmas. It was supposed to be a one-off, but we enjoyed it so much and realised how important open Christmas is to those who attend." Michael and Rosie Hope founded the event in 1991 to feed the city homeless, and it has expanded fivefold over the years. "There are those who are rough sleepers and registered homeless, and there are those who are sofa surfers," added Mrs. Harper. "We are looking at between 50 and 100 homeless coming as guests."
Christmas shoppers were invited to give a little extra this Christmas to those who need it most. Shoppers at Into Chapelfield in Norwich were invited to make a donation to Each's Nook Appeal to give the gift of a new children's hospice in Norfolk. Collection boxes for Each were in place at Chapelfield's information desk for donations large and small. Sheridan Smith, The marketing manager at Into Chapelfield said, "We know that our guests like to support those less fortunate than themselves while they are out shopping for Christmas gifts for friends and family. The Nook appeal is such a great cause, and it's lovely to think that our contributions will help each to build this amazing new facility. The Nook appeal is each's vision to build a new hospice in Norfolk to improve palliative care in the region." Colin Lang, each development manager, said, "I'd like to thank Into Chapelfield for choosing to support us through their festive collections. Any donation, no matter how small, helps make our vision of a new hospice for local life-threatened children and their families a reality."
A care home has welcomed the local community to its first Christmas lights switch on. The Care UK team at Cavell Court on Dragonfly Lane, Cringleford, opened the home's doors for a festive celebration and were joined by two donkeys and two owls. The donkeys, named Fred and Barney, came from Scrappy Donkeys, while the owls, Fluke and Shadow, joined from Fritton Owl Sanctuary. Gladys Marshall, a resident at Cavell Court since it opened in 2015, was given the honour of switching the lights on. Students from Norwich High School for Girls sang carols, and visitors were also able to taste some festive treats, prepared for by the home's head chef. Kelly Mendham, Cavell Court home manager, said, "The visit from our furry and feathered friends proved to be a real success, and you could see from residents' reactions just how engaged and fascinated they were by the chance to get up close with the donkeys and owls. It was fantastic to see the smiles on everyone's faces, and we believe it had real therapeutic benefits for residents, especially those living with dementia."